Dina. I am not to be judged. My story is filled with strife and shame, not for what was done to me, but because of what happened afterward. That dirty business down in Shechem, when my brothers Simon and Levi took revenge on the whole town after I had been abused. That boy, the son of Hamor, the Hivite prince, saw me out in the fields and took me and lay with me and humbled me. Royalty often feels they have the power to take what they want by force, but he loved me, and his words spoke to my heart. He said he wanted to marry me and have me as his wife, but my brothers were incensed. I admit, asking for my hand in marriage after he had had his way with me was putting the cart before the donkey. But tell me, that never happened before? When the prince's son came with his father and asked for my hand in marriage, my brothers deceived them. They asked that every man in Shechem be circumcised, and Hamor and his son readily agreed. Hamor came right to the gate of the town and spoke to his people, and they ceded to my brother's request, knowing they would benefit if our nations merged. When they were all in their tents, nursing their wounds, my brothers Simon and Levi took their swords and entered the city, killing every single male as they lay there. Prince Hamor, his son, everyone. There were no guards watching the city because they were all recuperating. My brothers ransacked the town. They took all the cattle, sheep, donkeys, and dry goods. They took the children and women captive. They looted all the houses and said it was punishment for my defilement. It was not Israel's proudest moment. Indeed, my father had little to say about any of this, worried only about what other nations would do about this deceit, afraid that the family would now be attacked. On his deathbed, years later, he scolded Simon and Levi for their actions, reminding them that he never forgot their evil deeds. He wouldn't bless them or give them a land holding. After all those years, I took some satisfaction in that. But not once did anyone ask me what I wanted. Not once was I allowed to speak. My story begins and ends there.